I recall her interview being very less dramatic, shall we say. She talked about, oh yeah, I always felt good about myself. I always felt great. I was deaf. I signed. It's awesome. Like, it was just this, you know, unsullied kind of thinking about who she was. There was no sense of pathology at all. And her discussion of quote unquote becoming deaf was more centered around a deepening of the affiliation with the deaf world. So she talked about being surrounded by deaf people and knowing sign language. And this was, you know, this was part of who she was, no problem. And then as a young adult, beginning to investigate further into the history of oppression of deaf people, the politics of deafness, and then working in a more of an advocacy role to advocate for deaf people. And so this was where she talked about, I guess you could say I was becoming deaf in this sense, where it was more politicized. So her kind of level that she was talking about was a little bit different from other people's. And it was a much less of a dramatic shift.